Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из списка. К каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've always loved books, and I always knew I would end up surrounded by them. And here I am. I'm no writer, but I knew that one day I would be spending my days sitting amongst books, like a group of old friends. Occasionally, someone comes into the shop and buys something, but usually I'm alone. As I dreamt I would be when I was growing up, alone with all my books.
Speaker B.
It's not the most interesting job, I suppose you might say, but if you like the quiet and the way everyone respects that, and nobody makes any noise because they know everyone else is reading or concentrating, well, I like the feeling in the library when it's like that, which is most of the time, of course. In the evening, when the reading lamps come on, it's very peaceful, and the air of study and learning, well, what a pleasant environment to work in.
Speaker C.
As a teacher, I know that reading is one of the most important skills a child can learn, and it gives me great pleasure to see a child gradually discover the world of words. It's like a new door opens on the world. And how lucky I am to be able to give them the key. I love reading myself, of course, but introducing a child to books is my greatest pleasure.
Speaker D.
I'm a proofreader, which means I have to read what someone else has written. A book, a contract, anything. And check it for mistakes. Sounds boring, right? Well, maybe I'm strange, but I like the challenge, the detail. You see, when you proofread something, you're not reading the words. You're looking, well, at the letters, sort of. What I like is knowing that when I've finished, a text is as good as it can be. No mistakes. Just right.
Speaker E.
My job here at the company is press officer. And part of my job is to check what people are saying about the company in the news. You see, it's very important that nobody says or writes anything bad or false about the company. If a bad story gets into the newspaper, for example, it could cost millions. If some journalist makes a false accusation against us, it's my job to kill the story and get an apology.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
I've always loved books, and I always knew I would end up surrounded by them. And here I am. I'm no writer, but I knew that one day I would be spending my days sitting amongst books, like a group of old friends. Occasionally, someone comes into the shop and buys something, but usually I'm alone, as I dreamt I would be when I was growing up. Alone, with all my books.
Speaker B.
It's not the most interesting job, I suppose you might say, but if you like the quiet and the way everyone respects that, and nobody makes any noise because they know everyone else is reading or concentrating, well, I like the feeling in the library when it's like that, which is most of the time, of course. In the evening, when the reading lamps come on, it's very peaceful, and the air of study and learning, well, what a pleasant environment to work in.
Speaker C.
As a teacher, I know that reading is one of the most important skills a child can learn, and it gives me great pleasure to see a child gradually discover the world of words. It's like a new door opens on the world, and how lucky I am to be able to give them the key. I love reading myself, of course, but introducing a child to books is my greatest pleasure.
Speaker D.
I'm a proofreader, which means I have to read what someone else has written. A book, a contract, anything, and check it for mistakes. Sounds boring, right? Well, maybe I'm strange, but I like the challenge, the detail. You see, when you proofread something, you're not reading the words. You're looking, well, at the letters, sort of. What I like is knowing that when I've finished, a text is as good as it can be. No mistakes. Just right.
Speaker E.
My job here at the company is press officer, and part of my job is to check what people are saying about the company in the news. You see, it's very important that nobody says or writes anything bad or false about the company. If a bad story gets into the newspaper, for example, it could cost millions. If some journalist makes a false accusation against us, it's my job to kill the story and get an apology.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.